Okay. So, I don't know if you guys can hear me pretty well. I'm driving. This is probably going to be like a road rage edition of story time. Not drinking, because I'm not drunk, obviously. I just got off of work. And the traffic is going to be fucking awful right now. I have really bad road rage, but I'm one of those people that like get so angry at people driving, but I refuse to beep at them. the other day I was driving with my brother, and my brother was like, "Pass this person, beep at them." And I was like, "No, that's mean." Like, I was in my car, being like, "This motherfucker, can you go?" And then like my brother's like, "Beep at them." And I'm like, "No, that's mean. I don't want to beep at them." So I'm like that person because I'm stupid. If I have to be honest with you guys, I don't remember half the shit that I talked about the other day in my drunken story time. I just know that I talked about Frida Kahlo, and I was, because I got messages about people saying that they liked like how passionate I was about her and stuff. I'm like really passionate about a lot of females, not a lot of females, but I admire a lot of like female, oh my God, seriously. You guys want to know something I don't understand? Why do people brake at green lights? The last time I checked, green is the fucking universal color for go. I mean, for as long as I've known anything in my life, I've known that green means go and red means stop. So why the fuck are you braking at a green light? Why? Please explain it to me. Because I don't get it. And sometimes I get so angry at people that don't know how to drive. Oh my God. And now I know some of you guys are thinking, "You hit a cop car." I know I hit a cop car, but I don't brake at green lights, okay? So whatever. I admire like a lot of women. like my mom and shit, but like I admire like some historical figures a lot. I really love Frida Kahlo, which I talked about last time. I admire La Doña Maria Félix. I don't know if you know who that is. She's basically like the Catherine Hepburn of Mexican cinema, and she's fantastic. I also really admire Evita Perón, who was Juan Perón's wife in Argentina. He was the president. She was so beloved by the country that she was going to be like vice president, but she got sick. She had cancer. Just don't put your blink. The person in front of me doesn't have their blinker on, because why the fuck would they want anybody to know they're turning? Because we should all be expected to read their mind. This is everywhere. I really love Judy Garland a lot. Judy Garland actually sings the two songs that I can be in the worst mood and I put them on and they make me so happy. Two of them. One being Get Happy, and two being the Trolley song from Meet Me in St. Louis. I used to be obsessed with like The Wizard of Oz and Meet Me in St. Louis when I was a kid. And like the Trolley song, I don't know if you guys know the Trolley song. It's the one that goes, how does it go? Clank, clank, clank went the motor. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Clang, clang, clang went the... I don't know what it says. I mean, I do, but I'm driving and I can't. And then Get Happy is the one that goes, "Forget your sorrows, come on, get happy. We're gonna chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the..." What does it say? "To the promised land." And then when it goes, "We're headed across the river. Leave your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. We gotta chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy." If you look it up on YouTube, there's this performance that she did of Get Happy when she's like a little bit older. And she's like dancing with a bunch of guys, and she has like a tuxedo on with like tights, and she looks beautiful, and I love that video so much. Who else do I admire? Jackie Kennedy. And a lot of people don't like the Kennedys. I used to be really fascinated by the Kennedys when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, when I was, like, in high school and stuff. And something that, like, I was always in awe of is the fact that when JFK was killed, they asked her to take her suit off, and she said, like, no, I'm not going to take it off. I want them to see what they did to Jack, because there was blood all over her clothes, and I just thought, like, that was such a powerful thing. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Who else do I admire? I admire Ann Richards, which I'm sure you guys are not super. Can this car please go so I can get in their lane, like, please? Ann Richards was the governor of Texas. She was actually the last, I think, Democratic governor. Her daughter Cecile actually was the president of Planned Parenthood as well. But Ann Richards totally, like, left her mark on, you know, like, being a woman and outspoken and, you know, not taking shit from anyone. And she was from Texas. And I'm originally from Los Angeles, but Texas is, like, what made me who I am. Like, I love California more than life itself. I could never explain how much I love California, but Texas is, like, my heart. Who else do I admire? I'm trying to, like, think really hard right now. I like reading about, like, Marie Antoinette. I can't even think right now. There's a lot of them. You guys also asked me about, like, I know I talked about my favorite book last time that I made an audio, which was The Savage Detectives. But you guys had asked me specifically, like, what some of my favorite books were. This is going to sound so cliche, but, like, I really, really love The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I dealt with depression and stuff when I was younger. And so that book, I read it when I was, like, 14, and I liked it. I was like, oh, I like it. And then it's one of those books that I read it, every few years as I got older. And every time that I read it, I, like, took something new from it. So that's one of the books that, like, most has touched me. I can't even think. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, so depressed, man. I can't believe Beto O'Rourke lost. Which isn't a big deal because, like, Texas, you know. But I don't know. Beto's my boy. Like, I love that guy. He's so cool. And so, I don't know. Like, Beto was, like, the first politician in a really long time that I was really excited about because he stands for everything that I believe in as a person. It wasn't even, like, about political party. It was more, you know, doing the right thing and shaping the country into something that we want. And what we want, you know, people to see when they think of the U.S. And so when he lost, like, it was sad. I was on the phone with my mom, and my mom was like, he lost. And I was like, I'm gone right now. I'm going to go to sleep. What else can we talk about? I'll tell you guys a funny story. So people say all the time that I don't look my age. Like, I always get, like, told that I look like I'm 18 or 19. I have a 20-year-old brother, and he gets really upset because people constantly tell him that he looks like he's older than me. Like, people will be like, oh, you're older than her. And my brother's like, no, she's older than me by, like, 9 years. So a few years back, my brother was in the hospital. He's fine. Before I get comments that say, like, how's your brother now? My brother's fine. He was in the hospital, and there was this nurse who was, like, checking on him every few hours. And so I was staying with my brother in the hospital, and I had to go home to, like, change and, you know, like, clean up. And so I get back from, like, going, to my mom's to, like, clean up and stuff. And then, I get there, my brother's pissed. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, you'll never believe what this fucking nurse asked me. And I was like, what did he ask you? He was so offended. My brother, he's like, you're never going to believe it.
you're never going to believe what this guy fucking asked me. And I was like, what did he ask you? And he goes, this guy really had the fucking audacity to come in here. And I thought he was going to say like something rude, you know? And so I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to go out there and fucking talk to the nurse. And I was like, what did he tell you? Tell me. And he's like, so you left? And he comes in here and goes, so where's your twin sister? And my brother was like, what? And the guy's like, where's your twin sister? And my brother looks at him like he's stupid and he goes, what are you talking about? And the guy's like, the girl with the tattoos on her legs, like she's your twin sister. And my brother was like, do you know how old I am? And the guy was like, yeah, you're 16. And he's like, my sister's 24. Like, how the fuck would she be 16 if she has tattoos? And then he's like, oh, she's older than you? My brother was like, yes, she is. And the guy was like, oh, shit. I thought, never mind. You guys look like you guys are the same age. I really thought you guys were twins. My brother was so upset. He's like, I don't even look that old. And I'm like, yeah, you do. And then, like, I don't know. My brother's, like, super big. Like, not big as in size, but, like, he's tall and he has a beard. And so people constantly ask him, like, ask us if he's, like, older than me. Like he used to work at the same place that I work, and he would always like, when he first started working there, like I showed him around and I was like, oh, this is my brother, guys. And then people were like, oh, is it weird to be working with your little sister? And my brother's like, she's not my little sister, she's my older sister. And they're like, oh really, how what an age difference, what's your difference in age, a couple years? And my brother's like, 9 years. And they're like, oh shit. Like, He hates it so much. And, it's really, I don't know. It's really funny. Like, it makes him really mad. I don't know. I don't even know why I made this audio. I just like, didn't want to be bored on my way to work. I mean, way home from work. What else? I really want Subway right now. Like, so bad. I don't know why. The guys at my job, today one of my coworkers comes up to the other coworker and they look like they're talking really seriously. And I went over to them and I was like, something happening? Because they look like they were really like, like it was an intense conversation. And I'm like, is everything all right? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they keep talking. And then I was like, are you guys talking about fantasy football? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, this shit. My ex-boyfriend used to play fantasy football. Like, him and his brothers had like this thing, and he won a bunch of money. So I would like listen about sports all the time, and it was like the most annoying thing in the entire world. And yeah, I don't know. Oh God, why am I still talking? Anyway, I'm gonna go now because I have to call my mom. But I hope you guys have like a super, super cool day. Please don't downvote this if you're a Republican and you're mad that I said that I wanted Beto O'Rourke to win. I don't have anything against Republicans. You know, just the fact that you guys want to ruin my life. I'm just kidding. That's really mean. I'm so sorry. I just don't understand why, like, Republicans are, like, so hateful. Like, they talk so much shit about Democrats. Like, oh, yeah, the liberals. And it's like, dude, we're not hateful. Like, we're not out here spreading hate and telling people, you know, to, like, that the media is the enemy. And it's just, I don't know, I don't get it. And it's like a really sad time to be an American, personally, I think. I don't know, it's just like, it's a weird time for our country. And it's funny because I like talk to a lot of people. I mean, I have conversations with people from different countries through like my audios and stuff. Like, people write messages and I'll ask them, like, do we look like a laughing stock to you in your country? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. You guys look like idiots, you know, because of Donald Trump. And so, I don't know. This isn't really, like, a funny audio. The other day I was on the freeway. And there was this it was, like, an old lady. And she was in a... It was like a car that was on the freeway with their emergency lights on the whole way. Their emergency lights were on. And I couldn't pass them. And I'm like, oh my God. So finally, like, I'm able to pass them. And it was an old lady. And I swear to God, I knew I had lost my fucking mind. Because there was a moment in time that I really, really considered getting to work late so I could follow them home and ask them what the emergency was. Just like pull up behind them and be like, hey, your emergency lights were on the freeway. What's your emergency? Why did you have them on? Just like, I can't with people that drive like shit. Oh, and I know you guys are going to say, oh, you guys, but you got to fucking, you hit the cop car. I get it. I hit a cop car. But it wasn't my fault, okay? I was just moving my car. That's a lie. It was my fault. Anyway, I'm going to go now because, yeah, I really want to get home and take my bra off and look at memes online and look at vines. I can't stop thinking of... Oh, this is just the last thing I'm going to say. I can't stop thinking about that vine. If you guys watch vines and you know which one I'm talking about. But I can't stop thinking about that vine of the lady. She has like a map of the U.S. up and she goes like... I am confusion. Why is this Kansas? And this is not Arkansas. America, explain what you mean Arkansas. And it like makes me laugh so much. And also the one of the little girl where she's like, they ask her, she's like, Nora, do you ever poop your pants? And she goes, what? The little girl, she's like a little white girl. She's picking her nose and she goes, what? And she tells her, Nora, do you ever poop your pants? And then the little girl goes, sometimes. Or the little one, the little boy who's like, if your name is Junior and you're really handsome, come on, raise your hand. And he like raises his hand. I don't know. I like a lot of vines are stupid. I just remember, like, please be aware of the fact that I have a brother who's 20. And so he watches all of these shits like on Twitter and he like sends them to me. So that's why I like have a lot of like knowledge about vines. And I get messages all the time from people that listen to my audios and they're like, hey, because in my little thing on my profile, it says like just another lady with a dirty mind. And also I have a basketball game tomorrow. And people write to me and they're like, oh, I guess you like baseball. I mean, I guess you like basketball. And I'm like, no, it's from the vine. It's from a vine, guys. Like, it's from the vine of the little boy who goes like, hi, my name is Trey. I got a basketball game tomorrow. I'm a point guard. I got a shoe game. And that's like my favorite because the little boy's so stupid. Not stupid in a mean way, but he's like cute and it's funny. I don't know. I have a lot of favorite vines. Also, the one that goes to the drive-thru and she's like, I got two free tacos from Jack in the Box. I don't know. Well, I'll leave you guys with like the best vine of all time. The one of the guy who's playing the guitar and he goes, I love you, bitch. And then the girl goes, oh my God. I ain't never gonna stop loving you, bitch. That's how I feel about you guys. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to this. And I ain't never gonna stop loving you. Bitch. Don't be offended I called you a bitch. I meant it like in a funny way. Okay, bye. Oh, also, I know I said that I was leaving. I'm so sorry. I also wanted to throw out, I'm going to be choosing the two winners of my giveaway on Friday, the day after tomorrow. And I'm really excited about it because you guys have left like the best entries. They've all made me like smile and laugh. So thank you guys for actually doing it. I don't know what other people ask for on their giveaway, like, entries. I just like to, like, read the stuff you guys write because it just, like, it's cool. I don't know. You guys are cool. And also, I'm still working on, like, the whole, like, commission thing. I do want to do commissioned audio. It's just, like, I'm having so much trouble, like, coming up with a system that works for, like, the pricing or what I want to do and what I'm comfortable with. And I don't know. I'm still trying to work on it. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm trying. Oh, God. What the heck is that? There's like a bug on the outside of my, oh God, that's terrible. I don't like bugs. I'm sorry. So yeah, that's it. I just wanted to throw that in there as well. And, okay. Catch you later, masturbators. Just kidding. I know you guys masturbate, but I'm not trying to be mean. Okay. Bye.